It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. If your idea of good art is something nice and soothing, polite and clean, then you better turn off your radio. What would you say if you caught the family dog peeing on your furniture? Stop it, you bad, bad dog. So what's wrong with all the people, myself included, who are drooling over Richard Jackson's adorable dog peeing on the walls outside the Orange County Museum of Art? First of all, this creature is so huge that it's actually taller than the museum building itself. With its hind leg raised in the air, it's almost 32 feet high. And boy, look at the bright yellow stain it's left on the concrete wall. So, my friends, welcome to the retrospective of exuberant, irreverent, and audacious Angelino artist Richard Jackson. His room-sized painted environments could be justifiably described as sculptures, stage sets, or even paintings. One of the museum galleries, its walls painted fluorescent orange, invites you to step inside a super-saturated blue room within a room, where not only the walls and floor are splattered with paint, but the life-size figure of a sad young woman is dripping head-to-toe in blue as well. It is as if I could hear the wistful tune and words of the famous song, "Am I Blue?" At the museum entrance, visitors are greeted by a vintage Ford Pinto flipped on its side, with every square inch of its surface, plus the nearby columns, walls and floor, sprayed with candy-colored paint. This is another example of the artist's inspired craziness, beautifully framed by the classically proportioned architectural setting. And I leave it up to you, whether to cry or to giggle at the sight of Degas' famous bronze 14-year-old dancer, turned upside down, bleeding, her head smashed against the museum pedestal. It takes 15 minutes to get from Newport to beautiful Laguna Beach and its art museum. I was curious to see the reinstallation of the museum's permanent collection with the addition of a few works on loan. It was a big surprise to encounter the sprawling ceramic wall sculpture by well-known LA sculptor John Mason. A year ago, this very sculpture welcomed visitors to the Getty Museum's ambitious Pacific Standard Time exhibition, and I thought of it as one of the most appealing works on display. The museum is also paying tribute to Los Angeles-based artist Alison Schulnick, showcasing her paintings, sculptures, and video. This is her first solo museum exhibition, and her extremely thickly painted paintings, landscapes, still lives, and images of animals are mesmerizing and slightly scary, like Disney characters and stories reimagined as nightmares. Schulnick's paintings have such a distinct, exuberant texture that they almost become sculptures. On the other hand, the glazed surfaces of her ceramic sculptures have such painterly quality you cannot help but think of them as three-dimensional paintings. My recent trip to numerous museums north and south of Los Angeles have revealed that, in spite of the current turmoil involving the major cultural institutions here in Los Angeles, the state of art in Southern California continues to stay strong. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.